Dear friends, today I shall speak to you on this subject matter, what we really, really need in our churches. Welcome to the Called Obedience Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Schulze. This broadcast is brought to you every Sunday at this time over this station. Heavenly Father, we pray now for thy divine anointing on this message in the name of Jesus. I shall read to you from Mark chapter 1, beginning with verse 21. What preceded this message is Jesus calling his disciples unto himself. Now a text says, "And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority, and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, Let us alone, for what have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. When the unclean spirit had torn him, and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, inasmuch that they questioned amongst themselves, saying, What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee." The greatest need of the church, my friend, is for Jesus to get into our pulpits and to teach with authority. We need that more than new instruments, than new ways of studying the Bible, than new songs. When Jesus came, my friend, he changed nothing in the old order of worship, yet his preaching changed the whole world. We do not need all these changes that we propose today. It does not mean that some of them are not helpful in some way or another, but I'm talking about what we need. Again, what we need in our churches is that the Lord Jesus would get behind the pulpits of our sanctuaries once again and speak with authority, that he shall speak with the same authority through the body of the preacher as he spake through his own body in Capernaum 2,000 years ago. That's what we need. Oh, my friend, what is wrong with the old way of worship that's been used for almost 2,000 years? What is wrong with it is that Jesus has disappeared from amongst the midst of the believers who gather on Sunday mornings. He is no longer there. And what we need is not to change to all kinds of new methods and ways and gimmicks. What we need is to get Jesus back into our buildings to speak to us the Word of God with the authority that he used there in Capernaum. Do not waste time with all these human ways and gimmicks to make things, quote, better, unquote, but put all your energy, my friend, into praying for the preacher to be the man through whom God can speak, who will speak for Jesus. Obey God in every way and live a holy life. Confess your sins, repent of your sins, be filled with the Holy Spirit, my friend, and then you have the church where the Lord Jesus wants to be there, and he will be there. Oh, dear ones, let us not underestimate the power of preachers preaching and the importance of the preacher as a minister of the Word of God under Jesus' mighty authority. I want to take you to Isaiah, the 52nd chapter, verse 7, for a moment where the prophet declares how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace. Hallelujah. Now I want you to go with me to the New Testament, to Romans chapter 10:15, where the Apostle Paul is quoting this verse from Isaiah, but he makes a slight change in this under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So let me see if you can catch this little change in this one sentence. We're in Romans 10:15, and here Paul says this: How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. The word I'm fishing for here is how beautiful are the feet of him in the Old Testament, and the word how beautiful are the feet of them in the New Testament. We go from him to them, which is to say, just as Jesus' feet were beautiful as he came as a messenger of the gospel when he walked upon the earth. So now his nail-scarred feet are in heaven. So the feet of his servants, whom he sent to preach the gospel in his behalf, are just as beautiful as his feet were when they walked upon the earth. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace under his authority. Oh, I say, glory to God. My friend, we try to change the whole system of the way we have had church for 2,000 years and think it's going to revolutionize the world, but all it does is bring the world into our buildings and drive Jesus out. What we need is, we need Jesus to come in and drive the things of the world out of our hearts and out of our sanctuaries. Let's go on here. It says Jesus taught as one that had authority and not as the scribes. What is sickening is that the way Sunday school classes are taught in so many places, or Bible studies are held in so many places, one would say, well, this scholar says so-and-so in the Sunday school class. Another says, well, my scholar says so-and-so. Another one comes up and he says, well, my translation says this. Another says, my translation is that. And pretty soon there's confusion and strife and division and disagreement in the Sunday school class and the Bible study, and it drives Jesus out of there. There's no authority. It reminds me of a philosophy course I took when I went to the university. I was a young man, and I was hungry for the truth. I was looking after this professor with great expectation that would guide me in the ways, perhaps, that I should go. And so what did this professor do? Well, he gave me a little of Plato. He gave me a little of Aristotle. He gave me a little of Hegel and Kant, the German philosophers. And he gave me some of Descartes, the French philosopher. He gave me some of David Hume, the Scottish philosopher, and so on and so forth. And then he said, well, you pick what you want. Oh, my friend, don't give me all these different ideas. Don't speak to me with 100 voices about truth. Tell me what is the truth, and tell me that with authority. Oh, my friend, my heart was sinking in my shoes as I went through this course. How beautiful are these words. And Jesus taught as one that had authority and not as the scribes. How we need the authority of the Lord coming again into our pulpits. Now let me ask you, where did Jesus get this authority? Well, he didn't get it from raising his voice. It's a common thing today that sometimes preachers think if they raise their voices and get active enough, that that's a sign of authority. It's not so. Now, there is a time to raise our voices. There is a time to lift up our voices like a trumpet to warn the people of their transgressions. But the raising of the voice itself does not bring spiritual authority. We do not get spiritual authority by getting degrees from Bible colleges or seminaries or universities. The Pharisees had all kinds of degrees, but they did not speak with authority, neither did the scribes. Thirdly, we do not get spiritual authority to speak the Word of God by reading the Bible over and over and over again. Scribes had done that. It was their job to read, to copy, to be sure everything was correct. But my friend, the Gospel of Mark says here that Jesus taught as one who had authority and not as the scribes. We don't get authority by filling our head with Bible knowledge. Bible knowledge is very important. And not going to take it down. No, I want to hold it up. In our church for some time now, we've memorized a scripture verse for every Sunday. And then Sunday morning, the whole congregation says this new scripture verse together in unison. I believe in the memorization of scripture, but I want to tell you something, my friends. Unless we couple the memorization of Scripture with instant obedience to God, all the learning of Scripture is to no avail. A man who knows just one chapter of the Bible and comes to instant, moment-by-moment obedience will have a greater understanding of the Lord, and he has more spiritual authority than the one who reads the Bible over and over again and does not obey God. So Jesus speak with authority. And what gave Jesus authority is a condition of his heart. He had a humble heart. He had a broken heart. He had a pure heart. He had a submissive heart. He had a sanctified heart. He had a gentle heart. He had a heart that said, no, to my will be done, and yes, to Father, thy will be done. Doing the will of God, my friend, that was Jesus' constant agenda. Jesus didn't want anything but the Father's will. He gave up his agenda, his preferences, to do the Father's will. And if we want to have spiritual authority, all of us, we need to come down, way down. We need to humble ourselves that Jesus can be everything in our lives. His will be done, second by second. That's the source, my friend, of spiritual authority. This is also beautifully illustrated in the Gospel of Luke, the 14th chapter, where you find a parable on the subject. Let me give it to you. Jesus says, when you are bidden to the wedding feast, sit not down in the highest room. Don't take the chief seat, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee and him come and say to thee, give this man place, and thou begin with shame to take the lowest room or place. When thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room, that when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. There you have it again. Spiritual authority comes by us humbling ourselves to do God's will. Most everybody wants something, wants to have some recognition, some fame, wants to be talked about, wants to be complimented, wants to please men, wants to make friends. Most everyone wants the higher place. But Jesus is looking for men and women who seek for the lowest of places. It is through them that he will work in his kingdom as he's done in days of old. It is through them that he will convey spiritual authority. It is through them that the cause of the church will be advanced. And you need that spiritual authority as a parent, don't you? It's one thing to exercise your parental authority towards your son and daughter physically, but it's another thing where your parental authority is combined with spiritual authority, that when you as a father or mother speak to your children, it is as if God himself speaks to their hearts. And you need the spiritual authority as a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ when you witness to other people that something comes through your spirit, through your soul, from the throne of God that will convey to these people that this is not just your own religious opinion they hear, but these are the very words of God that they are hearing. Oh, dear ones, what a text we have in Mark chapter 1. Jesus coming to church with Andrew and with Peter and with James and with John, coming to a church service for the first time. Has Jesus ever come to your church service? And has he ever been there to speak to you and your brothers and sisters with the authority by which he spake in Capernaum years ago? Yes, my friend, we need to come back to spiritual authority. It comes out of a deep sense of humility and nothingness, a willingness to be at the bottom forever. So the greatest need of this day and age, and any day and age of any generation since the day of Pentecost, is not to change the ritual, the forms, the manners, the programs of the church. The greatest need is for Jesus back in our churches, speaking from our pulpits with authority through his divinely appointed servants. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for speaking to us of this great need. May we humble ourselves before thee. Lord, we pray, slay all of the self-will out of our hearts, and we'll become nothing, you'll become everything, and then you will speak with authority through us to a dying world. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you for listening to the Call to Obedience Radio Ministry. Tune in again next week at the same time. I'm Pastor Schulze. Goodbye now, until then.